Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Maisros. We know that produce is not chayiv in Maisros until it is fully processed. Nigmaro Malachta. That is, in fact, the subject of the second half of Perek Aleph. So our Mishnah Dalet, addresses the question of what if you took Truma Gedola, right, the first of the Matanos, before you finished the processing, right, before you reach Nigmar Malachta. So, in general, we know that Truma is Koveya for all the other maestros. Once I take Truma, I have to give all the other maestros, right? Even if it didn't make it to my home, for example, right? Once I took Truma, I have to give everything else. But here, the processing was never completed. So, when is Truma Koveya, and when is it not, right? So, Perushit Truman, Ad Shlo Nigra Malachton, Rabbi Eliezer, Oser, Milechol, Mehem Arai. Rabbi Eliezer says, if you took Truma, even though the processing is not done, that's it. You're fixed. You cannot eat Achil Sarai anymore until you give all the rest of all the rest of the maestros. V'chachamim matirim. The Chachamim say, no, since the processing is not done yet, therefore the fact that you took Truma, you jumped the gun and you gave Truma, doesn't change the fact that the processing is not yet done, and you can still eat these fruits, Achil Sarai, until the processing is done. However, the Chachamim do say there is an exception. Chutz mikal kalas te'inim, except for a basket of figs. What about a basket of figs? In Mishnah, in Perek Aleph, we talked about a basket of figs. The definition of Nigmar Malachta for basket of figs is when you cover the full basket with leaves. We said, but if you decide not to cover it with leaves, then the Nigmar Malachtan is when the basket is full. And if you don't fill a basket, then we said Nigmar Malachtan is when you're done picking how much you want. So the Chachamim basically say, well, you know, if you took Truma, that's an indication that you've picked all you want. Even if you're now going to pick more, that eating of Truma, in that case, the eating of Truma is very clearly an indication of Nigmar Malachton. And therefore, even if you're still going, and so it's not really Nigmar Malachton, the Truma is Koveya. Now, what's interesting is, there's a third opinion here. The third opinion is Rabbi Shimon, who says, even in the case of the basket of figs, the Truma is not Koveya until the processing is done. And so the Mishnah kind of almost separates that and mentions it as a separate machlokas, right? We know that, so the first half of the Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer says, Truma is always Koveya, even before Nigmar Malachton. And Chachamim say, no, it's not, except for figs. So now the second half of the Mishnah is about the figs. Kakolas te'inim she'tirama. If you have a basket of figs that was not yet Nigmar Malachton and you took Truma, Rabbi Shimon Matir, Frechom Mosir. Rabbi Shimon says, even in that case, you can keep eating Achil Sarai until the processing is done. And the Chachamim say, no, in that case, that's an exception. And there, with the basket of figs, giving Truma is Koveya L'Maisros.